morning, Lee. Great to be here.
And did you enjoy your long weekend? And dare I say, did you have a long weekend?
I did, Lee. Lawn cutting and weeding the garden mostly, but I also accompanied Mayor Cons down to Stanley last night for a meeting with the Stanley Chamber of Commerce, and they were keen to know how our two organisations, Council and Business Northwest, work together for the benefit of the city. So we spent a couple of hours with them discussing that close relationship that we enjoy and the benefits that flow from that. And just on that, we welcome the new City Council General Manager, Simon Overland, who starts on the job today.
He starts today.
Yep.
Fantastic. Wish him all the very best. And I did see a cutting on, I think it was Facebook last week, of Mayor Steve Cons there cutting Waratah Wynyard Mayor Robbie Walsh's hair, all for a great cause.
Yes, I filmed that.
So did you film that? Oh, you know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, and all the money raised for Pink Up Bernie for the breast cancer.
Yeah, good old Giovanna, right?
Yes, the McGrath Foundation, who do a wonderful job in our community. So thank you, Steve, and thank you to Robbie. Now I see you have a breakfast session on tomorrow. So who is the guest speaker for that one?
Well, this Wednesday we have Rebecca White, Leader of the State Opposition, and Beck's speaking to us on a fairer, better Tasmania, and the presentation will outline Labor's plan to get people into jobs and help those hardest hit by the pandemic.
And how do they intend to do that?
Well, they have a big focus on creating jobs, and they place a strong emphasis on training. In fact, they're advocating free TAFE education to remove that financial barrier and train and retrain people for the jobs of the future.
That'll be an interesting chat, I reckon.
I think so.
And how are the ticket sales going for the dinner with Premier Peter Gutwin?
Well, we sold out late last week, Lee, so anyone who wants to register for a standby ticket should get in touch with me, but I've already got three or four on that list, and we had to cap the numbers at 70 due to COVID regulations, but it'll still be a great function, and I'm sure everyone will be keen to hear the details of the state budget being handed down Thursday night.
And speaking of which, what do you think will be in it?
Oh, really hard to know, Lee. Our government's already spent the highest amount of gross state product of any state in its effort to support us all. And I expect there'll be some extension to the government not charging various levies and fees relating to business operation, you know, especially for the tourism industry, as it's not bouncing back like the other sectors.
Now, a few people that have jumped online to try and get those tourism vouchers, are they making a difference at all?
Yes and no, Lee. Many people have been travelling within Tasmania, as that's the only place they could go, but maybe the vouchers had some influence, but evidently, only 20% have been redeemed, so not the shot in the arm that the government and us hoped for. And I expect there'll be a further voucher system initiated to stimulate intrastate tourism over the Christmas New Year period.
Fingers crossed on that front. How's the local economy faring?
Well, according to the October ComSec report, Tasmania's leading the nation, and we've been on top for the last three quarters with strong results in housing, finance, population increase and economic growth.
Just another opportunity where we're punching above our weight, aren't we? Sure. Can it continue, though?
In theory, it can. We'll maintain the population growth, as many people want to move away from the large cities, and the pandemic has shown it's relatively easy to work from home, so location is less important now. And, you know, I think JobKeeper is masking the status of a lot of businesses, with some being more cashed up than ever. And nationally, there is data indicating more businesses are paying their accounts later than normal. So the next few months will be very interesting, as JobKeeper has less of an effect and bank repayments need to recommence.
We don't want to see those empty shops, do we? Will we see some businesses fail?
I expect so, Lee. When sales turnover is down, it produces stress on a business. And if the business is highly geared financially, the strain comes on very quickly. So I'm urging business operators to get professional advice from their accountant, the local enterprise centre or other professional business advisors to just work out how to get through the post-pandemic period. You know, last week, the state government made another $750 grant available to support this action. So take advantage of that. You know, 4 or 5 hours with a business advisor could save your business.
Wrapping things up for this fortnight, how are things progressing with your Renew Bernie project?
Well, we've now got our funding in place and we'll be implementing some awareness and training programs in the next 2 to 3 weeks so we can get a flying start into the new year. And we've set up a living history theatre in the Plaza Arcade showing old films about Bernie. And
have checked that out. It looks great.
Thank you. You probably read about us installing lights in the Norfolk Pine Tree next to the Anglican Church, and we're well on the way to getting those up for the first event, which is Christmas. Then we'll start planning for future events.
It's fascinating looking some of the history of Bernie, isn't
it? Amazing, yes.
Yeah, so you've done very well in setting that up. So just repeating tomorrow's breakfast details, Rebecca White, the Australian Labor Party leader of the opposition, speaking on a fairer, better Tasmania. So Wellers Inn is the venue, just at the top of Queen Street in Bernie, 7:30 for a start there, and I think wraps up around about 8:30 mark.
Yep.
Nothing's changed there. So just $20 for members, $25 to bring along your guests, and you get a very nice breakfast indeed, don't you, Ian?
We sure do, Lee. It's a great way to network with other business operators, plus enjoy a great feed, and folks should get there early so they can have a chat before it all begins.